1D, Listening Skills. Exercise 2, page 12. In this section, you will hear an extended dialogue. Before listening to the passage, you will read questions. Discussing a school project about tourism. Questions 1 to 10 are based on the following conversation between a teacher and a student who are discussing a class assignment about tourism. Read questions 1 to 10 now. Okay, now listen to the conversation discussing a school project about tourism.
Thank you for agreeing to see me, Mr. Gilmore.
That's okay, Claire. I'm usually here early preparing for my lessons, so it's no bother. What can I do for you?
Well, it's about the project you assigned at the end of class last week. I'm just not sure where to start. I mean, it's a massive subject and I don't know how to tackle it.
The assignment is a presentation of a report and, as with any report, you would have to begin with an introduction. And since this is a pro and con task, that intro would have to include a question which you will use the presentation to answer.
So, you mean I would have to explain tourism and ask whether it has a singularly positive or negative impact on local communities around the world? But how would I explain tourism?
Well, you could focus on how it has evolved over the years. It's very different now compared with how it was, say, 50 or even 20 years ago. That might be an interesting angle.
Okay, but how do I decide what to include in the body of the report? There's so much information out there. I just couldn't figure that out.
Okay, think about what tourism means to a local community. What areas does it impact on?
Well, I suppose the economy is a big one. It brings in money and creates jobs, which can only be a good thing, right?
Can it? What kinds of jobs does it create?
Jobs for hotel workers, tour guides, and waiting staff. Generally, people who cater for tourists.
And what type of jobs are they? Are they long-term? How many of them actually pay a decent wage with good working conditions? And do any of them come with the benefits that one might assume should be part of any employment package?
Oh, I see what you mean. They're all tertiary positions, so there's not much job security. And what do the people do out of season and things like that?
Also, where does the money actually go? Yes, investment in the area improves infrastructure resulting in better roads, maybe a new airport and new accommodation, but it can also create problems of traffic congestion, increased pollution and higher property prices, which could leave locals priced out of the market.
I hadn't thought of that. And the money that comes into the area doesn't always stay there. Resorts are often owned by overseas companies, and money spent in the area can increase the prices of goods, which will increase the cost of living for locals, and the shops will cater for tourists by changing the range of items they stock.
So, you have to think carefully about both sides of the argument. What's another area that would be impacted?
The environment? A lot of tourists go places because of the unspoilt beauty of the landscape, but by just being there, they are disrupting it.
How?
Areas of vegetation have to be cleared to build the roads, airports and hotels you mentioned, so that's a major disruption. Also, the tourists themselves can damage fragile ecosystems just by walking in the wrong place or by dropping litter, not to mention the increased pollution from the rise in traffic.
Okay, so those are the negative consequences felt by the environment. What about the positives?
Well, There has been a rise in people paying for eco-holidays, which I suppose makes people more aware of the problems suffered in these areas. And those that want to help can do something about it, like volunteer at clean-up sites or wildlife sanctuaries.
And what about the culture of the area? How is that affected?
Well, I suppose that's another reason people would travel to a place, to experience the different culture and learn about it.
But how many tourists actually experience it? I'm sure you've been to places that cater for the tourists' own tastes, so how is that experiencing the culture? And what effect do you think that has on the indigenous population?
I don't know.
Well, I think you should look into that a bit more. Check out places that have been irrevocably changed by the encroachment of Western culture, focusing on the results of that change and how it has altered the culture. But bear in mind that in some instances, it may be for the better.
Okay. Now, about the presentation, should I include visuals?
I suppose you could make it more colourful with a few pictures, but don't get carried away and overclutter it. Another option would be to use graphs to illustrate your research and make the information more accessible.
Thanks. This has been a great help.
No problem. And don't worry, I'm sure you'll give an interesting presentation.